Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. I trust you are ready to go a little bit further in our study of Christian liberty in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We have gone over the general principles that Paul deals with in verses 23 and 24. He tells us something about the boundaries of Christian liberty when he says, all things are lawful for me. And when we take that statement in its context, where he makes it clear that there are a number of things that are not lawful for him, such as fornication and idol worship and so forth, we realize, therefore, that what he's saying is, all things are lawful for me that are not specifically forbidden in the Word of God. So that puts a very important boundary upon the concept of Christian liberty. Christian liberty does not mean, yoo-hoo, because some people are very, very mistaken about this. Christian liberty does not mean that you are at liberty to do anything that you decide is something you would like to do. There are boundaries. Christian liberty does not pertain to things which are forbidden in the Bible. There is no Christian liberty there. So we learn the boundaries of Christian liberty. We learn something about both the exercise and restraint of Christian liberty as well as its purpose. We exercise Christian liberty by participating in those things that are not forbidden. All those things are lawful for us. However, we restrain our Christian liberty if we determine that even that lawful thing is not helpful or edifying. The purpose of Christian liberty is to help others, to strengthen others, to encourage others. Our lives are not lived primarily for our own pleasure or satisfaction, but for others. That's the gist of verses 23 and 24. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. Eat whatever is sold in the market, asking no questions for conscience sake. Whoops, I've moved into the next section, but I need to stop first and welcome you to this Wednesday, January 26 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, thanking you for your financial support that keeps us teaching on this station. So, having looked at general principles in verses 23 and 24, we now look at some specific examples in verses 25 through 30. And the first one has to do with when to eat. And, of course, all of these principles about Christian liberty grow out of the specific question about eating meat offered to idols. So, Paul gives us some examples that pertain to that. Eat, he says, whatever is sold in the meat market, asking no questions for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. That's pretty clear. He even goes on to say, if any of those who do not believe invites you to dinner and you desire to eat, or you desire to go rather, eat whatever is set before you, asking no questions for conscience sake. Specific examples of exercise of Christian liberty. In this case, meat offered to idols. Can you eat it? Do you have the liberty to eat it? Yes, certainly in a private setting. eat whatever is sold in the meat market. I'd mentioned that earlier, but here is where it is spelled out in Scripture. Many times, meat offered to an idol turned out to be more meat than the priests in the temple could utilize, and so they would sell the excess to a meat market, and you could buy it there and take it home and eat it. Now, you might not even know that it had been offered to an idol, unless it was marketed that way, unless it was labeled that way, unless somebody told you that, or unless the bargain price gave you a pretty good idea that that was so. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market. Some of that meat might be sacrificed to idols. Some of it might not. In fact, if it was sold in the meat market, probably the majority of the meat had not been sacrificed to idols, but there was always the possibility, even the probability, that some of it had been. So even though there's no clear identification marking which is which, some of it probably had been offered to idols. Paul's recommendation, Paul's instruction, don't investigate, it doesn't matter. Surprise, surprise, surprise to some in Paul's day. Surprise, surprise, surprise to some in our day who think that it's their responsibility to investigate everything in case there just might be some questionable connection there somewhere. And if they find one, they're going to broadcast that to everybody else. You can't do this because we found this connection. I know it took a detective a year to find it, but we found it, and here it is. No, 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 no. When it comes to meat sold in the marketplace, don't bother. Don't investigate. It doesn't matter. Don't turn a Christian liberty into a legalistic taboo, because it's all the good provision of God. Back to verse 25, eat whatever is sold in the meat market, asking no questions. Asking no questions for conscience' sake. You don't need to know. It doesn't matter. I can't eat this unless I'm sure, unless I know that it wasn't offered to idols. Where did this meat come from? Ask no questions. For, verse 26, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. God made that food. He made it nourishing. He made it to be eaten and enjoyed and to be beneficial, to be nourishing. So eat it. When it's a private matter, eat it. And even if it's a public setting, verse 27, if any of those who do not believe invites you to dinner. In the first case, he's talking about the food you buy in the meat market and take home and eat with your family. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market. You bought the food, you take it home, you eat it. But verse 27 is talking about someone who invites you over for a meal. If any of those who do not believe, you've got a neighbor, unsaved, he invites you to a meal. If any of those who do not believe invites you to dinner, and you desire to go, you're not compelled to, but you would like to, you desire to go, eat whatever is set before you. Again, this phrase, asking no questions for conscience' sake. That's what he said in regard to the meat that was sold in the marketplace. Don't ask any questions. Don't ask anybody where it came from. And he says the same thing here. Your neighbor invites you over to eat. He's not a Christian. He might be serving food that was offered to an idol. Don't ask any questions. Eat whatever is set before you. That's the right thing to do. That's the Christian thing to do. He's not talking here about eating a meal in an idol's temple. That's a different matter. We've dealt with that before. He's talking about someone who invites you to his house. And when that happens, eat whatever is set before you. Don't ask where it came from, because like the meat that you bought in the marketplace and ate at home, the same principle applies here. It doesn't matter where it came from. It doesn't matter if it was offered to an idol. Meat, and here's the whole point, and this is a very important principle of Christian liberty, meat loses its association when it's sold in the marketplace. Don't reattach a distant association. The meat originally was taken to the idol's temple and offered to the idol. The priest takes that meat that was not burned on the altar, burned in a sacrifice, and he takes it down to the meat market and sells it. When he turns that meat over to the meat market, it loses its connection with idol worship. It loses its former association. Now it's just meat sold in the meat market. Sold, we would probably say, at the grocery store, the butcher shop, like any other meat. The connection is gone. It's broken. And I say it again, it's not our job to play the detective and see if we can find out if there's any connection in the distant past that might connect it with something unchristian. I know I've kind of hammered on that point several times, but the reason I do so is because I run into so many Christians who act just like that. And I know you've been encouraged to do that by others. You probably got it honestly, but this is the way you've seen others behave. So here you come with your questions. Is it all right to do this? Why, back in the 1500s, that was associated with this pagan god or this pagan ritual or this demonic worship or something. That happened 500 years ago or more. And so clearly Christians shouldn't have anything to do with that today. No, 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 no. You're not listening. You're not reading. You're not thinking. You're not applying these principles in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Meat offered in a temple's idol yesterday, not 500 years ago, yesterday, loses its association with idol worship when it's sold in the meat market. It's gone. It's okay. That association is gone. Now it's okay to eat it on the same level, in the same category as any other meat bought in the meat market. You might buy this piece of meat that was not offered to an idol. You might select another portion of meat right next to it that was offered to an idol, side by side, right there in the meat market. It's not wholesome. It's not God-honoring for you to do your detective work and find out which of those two was offered to an idol, and you'll not eat that one. You just gather them both up and take them home and put them in the pot and cook them and eat them, for goodness sake, because they lose their idolatrous association when they are sold in the meat market. So when to eat? If it's a private setting in your own home, eat whatever is sold in the meat market, asking no questions. If it's a public setting, that is in your neighbor's house, I don't know if you'd really call that public or not, but not your own home, eat whatever is set before you, again, asking no questions, for conscience sake. Just eat it and don't worry about it. Eat it and don't agonize over it. Some people agonize over it. Well, what if that meat was offered to an idol and I didn't know it? Then what? Then nothing. Do you understand what the scripture's saying here? It doesn't matter. God's not dishonored. You don't need to worry about that. No, nothing. That's not a problem. Understand that to the glory of God. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.